Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is a special edition of the Home and Garden Show that is taking place this weekend at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. A little mini edition, if you will. We got the 10 days in the spring, and this weekend, 3 days downtown for the fall. And Dr. Lori back in town for this event as well, and she's brought her appraisal show back to Pittsburgh, and she's joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doctor, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, Rob. It's nice to be with you.
What's it like being back in Pittsburgh again?
It's fantastic to be in Pittsburgh. You know that. I love Pittsburgh. I have to tell you, we had a little bit of a run because there's so many folks here at the home show, the fall home show. Getting to the space where I had to be to do your interview was not that easy to get through the crowd.
I bet
there's
it wasn't.
So much to see and do.
Well, it's great that people are showing up in such large numbers. I mean, I'm guessing the weather may actually be helping with a little bit of rain, some cloudy skies, cooler temperatures. Let's go in and get someplace warm and think about what we can do to make the house beautiful for this fall and winter coming up.
Absolutely true. And there's lots to taste test, I want to say. The farm to table are here. A lot of people are taste testing things like wine and pickles and cheese and all kinds of course, the great things that we can grow from the earth. My appraisal events are happening, too, throughout the weekend, but it's been a lot of fun already. So it's an exciting Saturday, even in the rain.
Nice. Dr. Lori with us for the half hour. If you have something that you would like to have Dr. Lori do an appraisal over the phone, what I like to call psychic appraisals, where you call in, start describing what you have, somehow she knows what to ask you that only you could possibly have the answer for, and maybe even finish describing it to you, and then tell you whether what you have is absolutely priceless or just a wonderful family little heirloom. If you want to have that happen for you right now, you can call 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. We'll get to your calls coming up as soon as we can. But Dr. Lori, you have the show that you do at the Home and Garden Show. What do people need to do? First of all, for people who just want to come and watch, what can they expect? And for somebody who has something that they would like to get appraised in person, can they do that? And how does that work?
Yes, it's all very easy. First of all, if you have something that you'd like to have appraised, it's appraised for free. You have a chance to get a free appraisal. You bring your object down with, you know, whoever, bring the family. It's one per person. So bring a lot of people and then I'll appraise those objects. You just sit in the rows. There's nice, comfortable, you know, cushioned seating, theater seating. Mm-hmm. You sit in front of my stage and then I just basically say, okay, row one, bring up your stuff. And I do it in a theater environment. So I do it as a show. I appraise the object. I teach you what you've got. I teach you what you look for. I teach you how much it's worth. And it's a lot of fun. We had a great time, a tremendous time yesterday, all three shows packed. And the 12 o'clock show today was also packed. And I have a 3 o'clock show and I wanted to fit you in, of course. And thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Then
I have a 7 o'clock show tonight and then two shows on Sunday. So if you can't get down here today, two shows on Sunday at noon and at 3:00. But you just come in, you sit down about maybe 15 minutes before my show starts at 3 mm-hmm. or at 7 p.m. and with your object. And then I appraise all of the objects. We had a $20,000 diamond ring yesterday.
We got
some big numbers.
That's a huge number. Let me ask you this, Doctor. Dr. Lori, once again joining us. She's at the Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center this weekend. And you help people on your YouTube channels find amazing deals and then find those deals and then turn those into real cold, hard cash. Explain how that works.
Well, I'll give you an example. At my 12 o'clock show, there were some YouTube followers, and there's about 250,000 of my YouTube subscribers. I'm very happy and proud of that community of people who love antiques and want to learn how to flip something, how to make some extra money out, or have a high side hustle or quit their job and do something different. So I teach people through that and through my classes. I have very, very low cost classes so you can learn how do I sell my stuff for profit and how do I do it online if I don't like computers or don't care about technology. And I teach you guys this. And how to spot that quality thing that's in the Goodwill or the Savers or, you know, the St. Vincent de Paul thrift shop. Which piece should I buy? Well, there's two ladies sitting in my audience who drove here from, you know, probably about 8 hours away to see the live show to basically tell people, hey, you know, I found this particular necklace for $3.99. Dr. Lori appraised it for me and helped me to understand how I could sell it online. I resold that necklace. It happened to be a very rare Alexander Calder necklace. She sold it for $3,000. She sat in my show just a couple hours ago to tell the story. I mean, you know, you can't believe this stuff. But it does happen if you know what you're looking for, and I can help with my years of experience as an appraiser to tell you what you're looking for. So you get rid of the junk, and you save or resell the good stuff.
Right. Oh, this is absolutely fantastic. So once again, how do people find you on YouTube and be one of the 250,000 followers you have there?
It's very easy. Our website is Dr. Lori V. That's DrLoriV, like invaluable, .com. And the YouTube channel is the same, Dr. Lori V. And that's just on YouTube. And you can watch my shows and they're instructional videos. There's more than 1,000 videos. Some of them are of the shows. Some of them are, you know, what should you buy at the thrift store? Some of them are, how do you sell this? Or how do you identify real pearls from fake pearls? Or what are the marks I should be looking for? And that kind of stuff. Because I don't want you to overlook that valuable stuff.
Okay.
Whether it's in your house or at the yard sale.
Let me ask you this. There are difficult economic times for a lot of people, inflation, the way that it's been and all. Yeah. Is this a good economic time to venture into doing this?
It's a good time for buyers. It is not a good time for sellers. So I always say this is the time to source. Okay?
Okay.
Because you don't have a lot of extra luxury money. I call it luxury money. You know, people say, I want to buy that painting, or I want to buy that piece of jewelry, or I want to buy that sterling silver candlestick, you know, kind of thing. So I would say this is the time to source because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are getting rid of stuff because they just need some money. Right.
So
that's a problem, but that's what you would see. And then oftentimes, it's always better. And I've done this, you know, I've been an appraiser for nearly 25 years. So I've seen what the trends are, and I understand the patterns of collecting and what's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I weed through the junk. And many people say that about my show. They're like, you know, she's a straight shooter. She's going to tell you the truth. So don't be offended. I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
So, but these particular pieces, you know, when you're trying to resell it, you want to make sure that, you know, you're beating the competition if you're trying to resell it. And you can do that by having the right information because you don't want to do what a lot of people do, which they put something up on, I don't know, eBay or Etsy or Ruby Lane or anyone or Facebook Marketplace. They put it up too low and then they find out, oh my gosh, I had no idea that was worth that.
Wow.
You don't want to be in that situation.
That makes sense, too. Because one of the things that I was thinking, tell me if this is on track or not, is that you may be buying from local when you go into these different shops or people are having yard sales and estate sales and things like that. But once you decide to take the route of going and selling online, all of a sudden you go from what would be a neighborhood thing and making the purchase to then doing something that could possibly be even global when you go to list your thing for sale online.
Definitely. Here's the example. You can't really get too much for certain pieces. You can't always get all that much for it. But if you take a piece, I don't know, something that's native of Pittsburgh, a piece of glass, let's say Westmoreland glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something like that, you know, is going to sell a little bit lower here because there's more of course, supply here. But if you get something, if you take that piece and you put it online and you have a global audience for that piece is not, of course, you know, run of the mill in other places. So you start to see where you can command a little bit more, and most oftentimes more than what you paid. What's important is you have to have the correct identification, and you cannot just go to these online auction sites and assume that somebody else who's a seller like you is going to get the information right. Sometimes it's the blind leading the blind.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you're not just taking information that you found on the internet from who knows who is your source.
Right.
So you know you have the expertise that I'm offering, and our exhibitors, experts all in their own right, our exhibitors are making it free for you to get these appraisals. Come on down, talk with them. They, of course, are making sure that your appraisals are free, and there are $25 value for each appraisal that we do, and they're free all weekend here at the Fall Home Show.
Yeah, Dr. Lori with us once again. If you have an item that you like to have her appraise over the phone, 866-391-1020. One more question for you.
Sure.
Is it true that timing is ultimately everything when it comes to these items? I'm thinking about the home run that was hit by Aaron Judge in New York. The guy who gets this base, catches the baseball. Whatever it's worth today, is he at a peak point, and are there are better times than others over the course of time moving forward to be able to sell that baseball? Your thoughts about that?
Yes. And having a dad who was a pitcher with the New York Yankees, I will tell you that, you know, baseball and baseball collectibles are something I love very much. We had a wonderful Honus Wagner signed baseball that was, you know, on, you know, your colleague over at KDKA television that we featured just yesterday. But I will say that baseball will be worth more at these times. And people go, how does she know this? I know this because I trace the patterns, because we have to know the values. It'll be worth more at the time if and when the Yankees are in the World Series. It will be worth more if and when Judge is actually inducted into the Hall of Fame. It will be worth more when he has another one of these particular types of, I don't think he'll have another one of those types of, home run, but that kind of thing. So you're seeing it at different times. So it has to be connected with when everybody's thinking about baseball. You want to sell this in February, you're not going to do very well. So timing is indeed, as you said, everything. You have to know the markets, but you have to time it right. And you have to be patient.
Dr. Lori is joining us. She is in Pittsburgh for this weekend at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center for the Home and Garden Show. Shows coming up this afternoon, tomorrow as well. We'll give you a little bit of a recap of that coming up in a moment. And if you have an item that you would like to have Dr. Lori do a psychic appraisal over the phone, we'll give you that opportunity coming up next, 866-391-1020. I'm Angino. You're listening to KDK Radio. I'm Angino. With us, Dr. Lori. She is in town at the Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center for this weekend. And, Doctor, real quick before we get the phone calls, your shows today and tomorrow that are remaining?
Today at 3 and 7 p.m., tomorrow at 12 and 3 p.m.
Very good. Audrey is in Plum. Audrey, welcome to KDKA Radio. You're on with Dr. Lori.
Hi, Dr. Lori. Look forward to seeing
Audrey.
You every Tuesday.
Thank you. We love PTL on KDKA.
Right, that's where I watch you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You've appraised several of my items on TV, but I have with me today, I have four Steeler football programs from the 1948 season.
Wow.
Is there any value to them?
Definitely. What kind of condition are they in? Are they in good condition?
Real good condition.
Okay, so if they're in real good condition, I don't want any dog ear, and it doesn't smell of the basement or a bookcase.
No, they're in really good shape.
Okay, I got to ask it. It's not no reflection on your house cleaning. I just got to ask it. I would say that your value is going to be anywhere between $65 and $150, depending on when you sell it, how you sell it, where you sell it.
Okay.
And nice. All of that matters. All that matters. So if you're thinking about that, first of all, an anniversary is one of the things. So if you got 48, you might want to wait for a year that ends in an 8.
Makes
okay.
sense.
No, I didn't know that, but that's one of the things that you might want to do. Definitely sell it during the season, right? And
okay.
in the meantime, before you sell it, Audrey, make sure you protect it. So I want it in an acid-free environment, so it's an acid-free solander box, or an acid-free plastic covering. Make sure that you're not touching it too much because the oils on your hands can be transferred to the object, attract dirt, and deteriorate the object. It's got to be kept in good shape before you sell it.
Okay.
You're in really good shape. But who would buy something? We're a collector, I guess. How do you get in touch with someone who would want
it? Everyone talks about this nebulous collector, this person out there who has all this money who just can't wait for you to sell your stuff to them. So it's a couple of things. You have to open it to the broadest market. So you want to, of course, do that online and open it globally, right, to whomever. You don't know. This person's living in Milan, and they all of a sudden love the football team in Pittsburgh, and they want it, right? So that's what I want you to think about. So you could sell it, and once you know the value, you could sell it to anybody. You know that you're not going to get in trouble when you negotiate, right?
Good point.
So know the value, and know the value in the market at the time that you want to sell it.
Audrey, all the best to you. And Dr. Loria, I'm guessing that if it does have that basement smell to it, it probably isn't a good idea to Febreze it.
You know, I've been known to have many a catchphrase, and one of my catchphrases is, if you can smell it, you can't sell it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. And once you can smell it, there's no way of getting rid of the smell?
It's hard to get rid of the smell. Like, some people will have all different types of, you know, you see the YouTube videos of all these different people have different types of options with getting rid of smells. But I've never seen much of it actually work, especially on antique items.
All right. Julie is in.
You could damage it more.
Julie is in Robinson. Julie, you're on with Dr. Loria on KDK Radio.
Hi, Dr. Loria. Audrey stole my line. I watch you every Tuesday also on PCL.
Well, thank you. And, you know, my good friend Rob Mandino had me on his radio shows for years, so he's been very good to me, too.
Thank you.
Well, I have a lamp from the 1930s, and it's been in the family all these years. It's about 10 inches tall, and it's white in color, and the glass is indented all around at about 1-inch intervals.
Yep,
and it looks like a swag that's raised, and it drapes around the top of the lamp.
Yeah, that's a very famous lamp. That's called a Lincoln lamp. Those lamps date to the 19th century, and they were made famous by Mary Todd Lincoln, who had them in the White House. So they called them Lincoln lamps. So yours, you said it's 10 inches tall?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't see any cracks? You don't see any discoloration, correct?
Well, I don't see any cracks, but it must be coated from the inside because there are several scratches, and you can see that the white is taken away, and it's clear then. The glass is clear.
I understand what you're saying. You're exactly right. It is actually, there actually are metallic salts that are introduced into the process. So that's why you're seeing the two-tone colors, and that's probably just age. I would say value on that lamp about probably in today's market closer to $350.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. I would sell that lamp right now and then go down to like a dollar store and get one for like $3, and that would be the way I would read from that point forward. Julie, thank you very much for calling in. Do appreciate it. Dr. Loria, once again, getting ready for her next show coming up at 3 o'clock at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center with the Home and Garden Show. 3 o'clock and then 7 o'clock this evening, right?
That's right.
And then tomorrow?
At noon and 3 p.m. here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center with the Fall Home Show. And we've got all of these exhibitors, a hall full of exhibitors who can help you with your home and remodeling needs, too. But I'll be here. Rob, I love you,
I know, and I love you too, Dr. Loria. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. Remember, if you are intending to go to the Home and Garden Show, and I hope that you are, you can take an item with you and go to one of Dr. Loria's shows, and then she'll appraise it for you right there, give you some backstory on it. And she's really, really fun and entertaining. It's a comedic appraisal show like nothing you've ever been able to be a part of before. So make it a point of heading on down to the David L. Lawrence Convention Center this evening and tomorrow, 3 and 7 o'clock this evening. And then tomorrow afternoon, beginning at noon, the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.